Psalm 84. How amiable or lovely are thy tabernacles, O Lord of hosts. My soul longeth, yea, even fainteth for the courts of the Lord. My heart and my flesh crieth out for the living God. Yea, the sparrow hath found a house, and the swallow a nest for herself, where she may lay her young, even thine altars. O Lord of hosts, my King and my God, blessed are they that dwell in thy house. They will be still praising thee, Selah. Blessed is the man whose strength is in thee, in whose heart are the ways of them, who passing through the valley of Baca, make it a well. The rain also filleth the pools. They go from strength to strength. Every one of them in Zion appeareth before God. O Lord God of hosts, hear my prayer. Give ear, O God of Jacob, Selah. Behold, O God, our shield, and look upon the face of thine anointed. For a day in thy courts is better than a thousand. I had rather be a doorkeeper in the house of my God than to dwell in the tents of wickedness. For the Lord God is a sun and shield. The Lord will give grace and glory. No good thing will he withhold from them that walk uprightly. O Lord of hosts, blessed is the man that trusts in thee. Father, we thank you for your word, and we pray, Lord, once again, as we join together as your people, Lord, that you would speak. Lord, that you would speak through me. I pray, Lord, that we would hear your voice and be encouraged and strengthened and led on into a deeper place with you, we pray. In Jesus' name, amen. I really want to focus this morning on these last two verses of this psalm. For the Lord God is a sun and shield. The Lord will give grace and glory. No good thing will he withhold from them that walk uprightly. O Lord of hosts, blessed is the man that trusts in thee. And really the heart of the message that I want to bring this morning, is the fact that if we're to know the Lord as the one who is like the sun, the one who sheds forth his glory, reveals his greatness to us, his goodness, then first of all we've got to know him as a shield. We've got to know him as a shield before we know him in this wonderful way of his glory. And as we look at this word, we'll see just what I mean. And just to begin with, I wonder, when you think of the Lord as your shield, I wonder how you see that. Because we often pray, we often talk about the Lord as our shield. And I wonder if you just simply see the Lord as, when we speak of the Lord as our shield, I wonder if you just simply see him as almost like a hiding place, a place of protection and a place of shelter. But yet, if you think of someone going out into battle and they have a shield, it's that shield which enables them to have that strength and that confidence to go forward into battle. You think of Goliath when he's standing against David, and he's got his shield, and he's thinking, because he's got this shield, he's protected, and therefore he's got this strength, and there's this, in reality, it's something more than just a place of hiding. A shield is gives us that strength to go forward in the things of the Lord. It gives us that strength to go forward into battle, into the things that God has got for us. It's not just simply, oh, the Lord is my shield. I can, as it were, find my hiding place in this place of safety, and I'm protected. Rather, the Lord is saying something more than just simply he's our hiding place, but that because we have the Lord as our shield, we can go, we can advance, and we don't have to have fear. We can advance into the things of the Lord. We can advance not being dismayed by the enemy, not being overcome by sin and by the things of the world, but because we have Christ as our shield, we can advance into the things of the kingdom, and we can advance and see great things happen because the Lord is our shield. And it's more than just simply that we've got this place of protection where we can shelter behind, but rather we can advance because the Lord is our shield. And so to see it as a means of advancing and going forward, and seeing the shield as something of strength. And so the Lord here is saying the Lord God is a sun and shield. He's our strength. The Lord is our strength in all situations. And it says, and it's wonderful how these verses go, because it says the Lord God is a sun and shield. The Lord will give grace and glory. And he's saying really this. He's saying the Lord is your shield, but he's also your grace. And that picture of the shield is a picture of the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, which will give you the strength to go forward, to do whatever he's asking you to do. It's that grace that he wants you to come and receive. He wants you to be receiving that grace for the situation, for the day, for everything. It says earlier in the psalm, it says, "Blessed is the man whose strength is in thee, in the Lord, in whose heart are the ways of them who, passing through the valley of Baca, make it a well. The rain also filleth the pools. They go from strength to strength. Every one of them in Zion appeareth before God." It's talking about being taken through a place of weeping. It's talking of going through a valley of suffering. It's talking about going through a valley where things are going wrong. Everything is dry. Everything is hard. Everything is difficult. It's talking about going through that valley. But it says, if your strength is in the Lord, if the Lord is your shield, then you'll be taken from strength to strength as you go through that valley. As you go through that place of weeping, even in the midst of the weeping, even in the midst of this valley and dry place, he will pour forth the rain. And it says that he will make a well, he'll make a place of blessing. The rain will fill the pools. It will just be, even in the midst of your trial, even in the midst of your sorrow, even in the midst of your weeping, it will be a place of blessing. And as you go through that, because your trust is in the Lord, and because the Lord is, as it were, your shield, therefore you will be taken from strength to strength. And when you're going through the valley, when you're going through the hard place, when you're going through the hard time, and the Lord is your shield, you are taken from one level of strength to another level of strength. And it's the grace of the Lord. It says it here. It says it in those final two verses. It says, the Lord God is a sun and shield. The Lord will give grace and glory. He will give you the grace. He will give you the strength. He will be your shield. And as you pass through that valley, and as you're passing through that time of trouble, what he is doing, he's taking you from one level of strength to another level of strength. He's taking you from one level of understanding of the Lord as your shield to another level of understanding the Lord as your shield. And he's giving you a deeper experience of the Lord as your shield. And you see how there's an advancement. You're going through the valley. It says you're going from strength to strength. There's an advancement. It's not a sort of a sense of which we're cowering and we're fearful, but we're saying, well, the Lord is my shield, and I'm fearful, but I still believe that the Lord is my shield. No, it's saying the Lord is your shield so that you can go forward, so that you can move forward through the valley, so that you can move forward from a place of strength to renewed strength. It's so that You can advance in the things of the kingdom so that you can see his power, and so you can see his glory. And that is what it is. And he says, the Lord God is a sun and a shield. The Lord will give grace and glory. And the sun is, where it says the Lord God is a sun, it's talking about, it's a picture of the comfort, the power, the goodness that the Lord gives to us. And he's lining up, the psalmist is lining up the sun with the glory and grace with the shield. And so as you go through all these situations, he's saying, trust in the Lord as your shield. Trust in the Lord as your strength. Trust in his grace. And his grace is all his power, all his goodness, all his life coming into you. He's saying, trust in the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ. Trust in it. As you go through the valley, trust in the grace. As you advance and do the things that the Lord is asking you to do, trust in his grace. See him as that glorious shield. And it says, the Lord will give grace and glory. And then it says, no good thing will be withheld from them that walk uprightly. You see, the person who walks uprightly has understood what it is to have the Lord as their shield. They've understood what it is to have the Lord as their strength. They've understood what it is to depend upon the power of the Lord, on the grace of the Lord. They've come to understand that. A person who's walking uprightly is saying, I've seen the Lord as my shield. I've seen the Lord as my strength. And the person who's walking uprightly is advancing in the things of God, is advancing and doing great exploits for God. They're advancing. If you think of the person in battle, the person who goes into battle, if they've got a shield, they have the confidence to advance because they've got that shield. If no matter what weapon they have, if they haven't got a shield, they're just open to any attack. But the person who's trusting in the Lord and says, the Lord is my strength, the Lord is my shield, can advance against the enemy, can advance into the things that God has called them to do. They're saying, the Lord is my strength, the Lord is my shield. I don't have to fear, I can advance and I can do what the Lord has called me to do. I have that confidence in the Lord. And so the person who's understood it and said, yes, the Lord is my strength. The Lord is the one who provides me with the grace that I need for every day. Person who's had that revelation of that and is living in the reality of that will be a person who's walking uprightly, will be not overcome by sin and the world and all of these things, but walking uprightly, because they're saying, the Lord is my power, the Lord is my strength, and they're depending upon the strength of the Lord, so they're able to walk uprightly before the Lord. And then it says, O Lord of hosts, blessed is the man that trusts in thee. And that again is a picture of the person who has seen the Lord as their shield. They're the one who is trusting in the Lord for their strength. They're trusting in the Lord. They're not trusting in their own strength. David said he came in the name of the Lord. Goliath was coming in the strength of his own might and of his own shield, of his own weapons. But it says, blessed is the man that trusts in thee. And the person who's trusting in thee has seen the Lord as their shield, as their strength, as the one who provides grace, as the one who is who will cause them to walk uprightly. The Lord is the one who will take you from strength to strength, who will take you through the valley of weeping, who will take you through and provide you with blessing even in the midst of the valley of weeping, so that it says that rain will fill the pools. When you're in that desert place and you're in that dry place, he pours out the rain so that you can be rejoicing. And even in even in that place of weeping, even in that place of trial, even in the place of difficulty, he says, even in the midst of that, I will still pour out a blessing. I will still show you delights. I will still show you my goodness and my favor even there. But in it, he's taking you from strength to strength. And he's doing it for a reason, because he wants you to understand and have a greater understanding of his grace. He wants you to understand more and more about the Lord Jesus as your shield. He wants you to understand more and more about the power and the life and the strength of the Lord, so that you come through having been brought to a place of victory, having been brought to a place of strength, not in your own strength, not your own strength, but the strength of the Lord, so that you can say, now I see that the Lord is my shield. Now I understand it. Whereas before I maybe spoke of it, I read of it, maybe I prayed, Lord, thank you that the Lord is my shield. But now I see it. Now I see that he is my strength and he's my grace. And he's the one that takes me through and carries me through the valley of weeping, the valley of bitterness, the valley of the wilderness. And he is the one that has filled the pools, and I've been able to go from strength to strength. And I've beheld, oh God, he is my shield. But then we see something else, and it says this, which we've just touched on, but it says this: for the Lord God is a sun and shield. The Lord will give grace and glory. No good thing will he withhold from them that walk uprightly. O Lord of hosts, blessed is the man that trusts in thee. And we think back to Abraham, he had this revelation of the Lord as his shield and great reward. His shield and great reward. Beginning of Genesis 15. And it talks of that. He has this revelation. He's told, "Not, don't fear. The Lord will be your shield. And the Lord will be your reward." And what we see is this. When we see the Lord as our shield, and when we see the Lord as our strength, and when we see the Lord as our sufficiency, and we see that he is the one that provides us with the grace to take us from strength to strength, he's taking us from that place of strength to strength, of a deeper understanding of the Lord as our shield, as the one who will give us strength for the battle, strength for the fight, strength to go through the valley. It says this. In verse 6 it says, "Who passing through the valley of Baca, valley of weeping, make it a well. The rain also filleth the pools. They go from strength to strength, every one of them. In Zion appeareth before God." You're taken from that place where you're taken from strength to strength. You're taken from that place where you've seen the Lord as your shield, to a place where you're now in the very presence of Jesus, and you're seeing the glory of the Lord. You're seeing his power, you're seeing his majesty, you're seeing him in his fullness. And as you put your trust in the Lord, as it speaks of, as you depend upon his grace, you are taken to a place of where you can actually say that blessed are they that dwell in your house. Blessed man in whose strength is in you. How lovely are your tabernacles. How lovely are the dwelling places of the Lord. Because you've been taken through, and you've understood the Lord as a shield. But now you've understood now you're understanding the Lord as the sun. The one who comforts, the one who just brings that joy into your spirit, the one who reveals his glory and his greatness and his power. You're taken through the trial to a point where he's taken you from strength to strength into the place where you're just delighting in the Lord. And you say, oh, why am I going through this struggle? Why am I going through this difficulty? Why am I going through this time of weariness? Why am I going through this dryness? He's taking you through because he wants you to have a greater strength in him. But he also wants you to be brought into a place where you're seeing the Lord and delighting in the Lord like you've never done before. He wants to bring you to a place where you're seeing the glory of the Lord like you've never seen before. The power of the Lord, the presence of the Lord. And so it says, the Lord God is a sun and a shield. It's both. It's not one or the other, it's both. The Lord will give grace and glory. He gives you grace to carry you through. And then you've gone through the trial and you're brought into the wonderful, wonderful sunlight. It's like if you're going for a walk and you may have to go through across rough ground and there's all sorts of thorns and thistles and nettles and everywhere covering the way, and then you get through and then you come into this wonderful, wonderful meadow and the sun is shining and it's glorious, and he takes you through and he says, I'm taking you through. And as you go through, you're going to see me as your shield. But when you get through, and you get through to this, you're going to come and you're going to experience the abiding place. You're going to experience the riches of Jesus. You're going to just know his presence like you've never known before. It says, no good thing will he withhold from them that walk uprightly. Those who are trusting in the Lord, those who are saying, the Lord is my strength, who are walking uprightly because the Lord is their shield and because the Lord is their strength. Those who walk uprightly, he says, I will not withhold any good thing. And that means his very presence. Abraham was told that the Lord would be his shield, that would carry him through, that would be his strength in all situations, but also that the Lord would be his reward. And the reward, that would mean that the very thing that would satisfy him, the great revelation would be the Lord himself, the goodness of the Lord, the glory of the Lord, the beauty of the Lord. And you'd just be amazed. And you think, I've never seen the beauty of the Lord like this. I didn't even know it was possible to know the beauty of the Lord like this. I didn't even know that I could know the glory of the Lord like this. I didn't know that I could know the as it were, the warm touch of the Lord in my heart. I didn't know that I could know joy like this or peace like this. But it comes as you're brought through and you see the Lord first as your strength that takes you through the valley into the place where the Lord is suddenly, wow, this is amazing. This is the lovely presence of the Lord. This is lovely are the dwelling places of the Lord. This is amazing, but I've been brought through. And yes, I realize now that I had to be brought through this valley. And even in the midst of the valley, there are touches of the grace of the Lord, because he says that the rain comes. But in coming through this valley, I've seen the strength, but now I see the glory. It says, we'll give grace and glory. No good thing will it withhold from them that walk uprightly. And the greatest thing is he gives himself to them. And he says, O Lord of hosts, blessed is the man that trusts in thee. And as we trust in the Lord and we say, oh, I'm trusting in the Lord, he's my shield. He's my strength, not just simply the shield as the Lord being our hiding place, but seeing the Lord as our shield in that means that we can overcome. We can fight the battles. We have the strength of the Lord to give us that strength to advance and to do the things of the Lord. It says, blessed is the man that trusts in thee. We see him as the shield. And then we see just the beauty of the Lord, the grace of the Lord, the glory of the Lord. We see it all. And we suddenly, It's we find ourselves in just the presence of the Lord. And it says they go from strength to strength, every one of them. In Zion appeareth before God. And suddenly we're just beholding God. We're just seeing God. Oh, we've seen him in his power to give us the strength for the day. Now we're seeing him in his glory. And so we're just amazed, and our eyes just see him in just all his wonderful beauty and wonderful loveliness. And so we need to see the Lord as our shield, and also as the Son, the one who is glorious in all his nature. And we think of the vine and the branches, and we think that as the branch is attached to the vine, that branch is finding its strength in the vine. But as you do, as the branch is attached to the vine, so out of it comes such life and such riches. And so he says, as you trust in me, and as you trust in the Lord as your strength and in for the day, so you will bring forth a rich fruitfulness will come from within you, because it's the life of Jesus. He says there's a dwelling place. There's a dwelling place close to the Lord. There's a dwelling place just in his presence. There's a sweetness and a joyous place in the presence of the Lord. There's a sweet communion in the presence of the Lord. And it's sweetness and it's wonderful and it's glorious. But the Lord, he wants to take you from strength to strength so that you come to that place of just seeing him not only as your shield, but as the one who is glorious in all his ways.